46 minutes past the hour of the Russ Farr Morning Show. Time for the People Poll, 1-877-727-7746. Okay, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about that situation in Miami with the bullying situation and the whole nine. And it seems like what's getting ready to happen, public opinion is turning on the victim here. You know, Jonathan Martin, which is kind of a little different. You know, as more and more stories are starting to come out and more people are shedding, you know, light on what really went down. But I think the big question here is the message that we send to people that are being our victims of bullies. Is the message is to go up and punch them in the face?
Yes.
Face your tormentor? Is that the message that everybody should be getting? I don't know. Give me a call. 1-877-727-7746. Russ Parr Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it's time for the People Poll. And listen, the big message that we're getting is that you're supposed to go punch your tormentor in the face. If you're being bullied, they're saying that's the answer, is to go punch him. Because I'm listening to all these athletes that are talking about, man, all you had to do was just
stand up for yourself.
Smack this dude in the face.
But Russ, when you were a little kid, you got into a fight. Your mom, I don't know if your parents gave you this advice, but my daddy said,
get back out
there. If you come home, if you don't fight, you're going to get a spanking. You better get your ass out there and fight.
Is that the answer?
I mean, I don't teach my kids that today, but that's what my dad taught me. He was like, you better fight him. You better get him back. You'll
good
get
morning.
Ass
hello.
Him,
you know?
Hey, what's going on, Russ?
What's happening, man? Your comment, please.
So, I mean, although, you know, football is a violent sport and, you know, these athletes are expected to be tough, I mean, going about it or giving the advice that he needs to attack the aggressor, that's just bad advice, and it's sending a bad message to our youth.
Yeah, because you know what? You're going to mess around and get somebody hurt. You're going to mess around and get somebody hurt, you know, and because, you know, bullies have their whole host of issues.
Sure, okay. That's why they're a bully. Right. They were probably bullied by their parents or their sisters, siblings. Or they watched something
happen. But there's two sides with this. When you're talking about in a team setting, you earn respect in the locker room and you get other players to stand up for you once they see that you're standing up for yourself. It changes the game.
See, it sounds like hazing to me. It sounds a lot. I was never on a team like that, but it sounds like hazing to
me. Good morning. Hello, your comment, please.
Yeah, I feel like, man, maybe it wasn't even like that. Maybe the whole team was against him, and maybe they see that one player in trouble, probably trying to flip the script. I mean, because bullying can come with one person, two people, the whole team. It can be an unhated player on the team, or he did something that they dislike.
Maybe they didn't like him because he was a smarty pants. You know what I mean?
He came from a wealthy family. And you know, a lot of them cats, man, came from some tough beginnings, you know?
True.
And I think it's going to come out that there's going to be more than just Richie Incognito who bullied this guy. But I think he just kind of lost it, you know? But I don't know if that's the right message that we want to give our kids.
Keyshawn Johnson told the same story that he watched when they were teammates. He watched Warren Sapp bullying a guy every day. And then one day, this guy, he stood up for himself and he invited Warren to fight. And he said, Warren Sapp, sat down, and it ended that day. It was over.
So, but that doesn't work out that way every time.
Right. It doesn't, but you want to see the man stand up.
But we
got to
hear from him. We're doing a lot of assuming. We haven't heard from Martin yet. So
isn't he in a hospital or something?
Well, not right now. He's out. He's back in California with his family.
When they called his parents to come get him, there's some psychological things going on. So, you know, I'm just assuming that, by the way. Good morning. Hello. Your comment, please.
Morning, Russ.
How you doing?
Hey, my comment is that we often send this wrong message. You know, we have kids out here that are looking up to these athletes, and they're being told, don't snitch, don't tell. And then you end up with a situation where some kid's jumping off a bridge because they didn't know what else to do.
Right.
And so Martin, in this case, went out and said, hey, he spoke up against his bullier and said, hey, look, this is what's been going on. And what else was he going to do? It could have been this situation where he tells, or he could have Aaron Hernandez, the guy, and took him behind a back alley and said, hey, look, you taking my money? You pushing me around in practice? So I think he handled it the right way, and management should stick up for him and support him in this role.
Well, they're going to have to, because basically bullies are terrorists.
They can't stick up for him because the GM himself, Jeff Ireland, told the man's agent, have him go punch him in the face.
But here's the thing.
That
here's
was his advice.
Here's what you're taught as children. Somebody hits you, you tell an adult, you tell an authority figure. That's what he was probably taught to do, and that's what he tried to do.
I was taught to hit him back. Somebody hit you, hit him back.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Russ? This is Jay from Raleigh.
Yes, sirs.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to examine the whole culture, the football culture that we embrace right now. I mean, we expect these guys to go head-to-head. It's a combat sport, and to go out and kill these guys every night. And we don't expect that that's going to bleed over into the locker room.
Thank you.
Yeah, but let's take it out of the football arena, okay? Let's take it to social media, where this young person is being bullied on the internet. You know, is that person supposed to go seek that person out and go punch him in the mouth?
Sue?
Well, that's a different setup. That's clearly. But in the high school setting, you know, I can tell you this from experience. You have the weak link in the high school setting. You allow one individual to pick on you. You don't respond. Now everybody's
picking
on
you. Do you understand that's why we have so many shootings in high schools is because bullies pick on kids and these kids can't defend. They're afraid. If you're like 5 feet tall and you got some 6 foot tall kid picking on you, you know you probably can't stand up to them and fight them. So what do? You go shoot them. That's what's happening in these kids. You know, I think that's the wrong advice.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, I think that this guy has been bullied or picked on since day one, and it just followed him, and he never learned how to handle it. My kid right now is being bullied, and sometimes you don't know to say hit him back because you don't want violence, you know, instilled in him. But at the same time, you know, you got to try and tell that person, you know, walk away, let them, make them feel like the fool. But it's kind of hard. It depends on how you've been bullied. And I think it's sad that everybody is making it look like, oh, he did the wrong thing because it's football. No one really knows what he's gone through.
But, you know, it's very interesting. You'll find out when you meet the parents of some bullies. Why they're bullies.
That's right.
Because I'll be honest with you, if somebody were to bully one of my children.
What would you do?
My wife will be. I'd have to go stop her.
That's right.
No, she's going to go get them.
Darnell is the bully.
No, Darnell will go get the bully.
Yeah, she's going to get them. She's going to get on the bus.
She went on a bus and went after a 5-year-old one time. I'm like, yo, you can't do that.
But you know what? I'm the same way. That's why I have a really hard time because I'm like, I don't want to bully them. I want to talk. You know, I had a parent come to my house.
Yeah.
Because I went after her kid.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you want to go? Let's go.
Oh, so you know,
so where are you? You on both sides of this
argument. No, the parent came to my house.
Wow.
And I was like, let's go. Because I'm like, if you're coming to me, I'm a grump. But I'm a person who doesn't mind fighting. But if you don't want to fight, you shouldn't have to.
Okay. She's violent. Good morning. Hello.
I'm confused.
Get it from Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Listen, man, my experience, you know, younger dealing with bullies, whatever, you know, once you hit them or fight them, whatever, whether you win or lose, man, you know, they messing with you, whatever. That's all they had to do was stand up for itself, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Not everybody has the mentality to sit up and I'm going to hit this dude 4 times bigger than me. Now, in this case, these guys are probably like the same size. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's all about mental control.
Sure.
Maybe
sure.
He's never been in that situation.
He's never been in a fight in his life, probably.
And, you know, listen, he's probably trashing, knocking cats down all day on the football field. Mm-hmm. But it's about mental, man. Right. That dude got inside his head.
Yeah.
You know, Warren Sapp said that, Incognito called him a nigger.
Wow.
While they were playing. And Sapp's head said, oh, I see what you want me to do. You want me to punch you, get thrown out of the game. He said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to punish your quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that's
how
you
made him play hard.
Right.
But Warren Sapp is a veteran. He knew what to do.
But Warren Sapp came out and said Martin handled the situation properly.
And here's a real trip that's going on right now. And this is kind of off from the subject. But some of the black players in the Miami locker room, they have given Incognito permission to call them an N.
But they don't have that right. They don't have that right.
That's a problem.
Well, not everybody feels
that.
And you have to take that into consideration. 37 out of 52 players in that lab. I'm speaking. Hold on. Are African American. So if he would have offended one, you realize he would have been in the jungle. He'd have been in big trouble.
Oh, so all of them say, it's okay. Call me the N-word. In the morning.